This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Authorities in Israel say an Israeli tank brigade has seized control of the Gaza Strip side of the Rafah border crossing with Egypt, moving forward with an offensive in the southern city, even as Hamas has indicated it would accept a ceasefire Egypt and Qatar brokered, allowing the release of hostages and aid to come into the region. Associated Press Regional News Director John Combrell explains the situation.
Rafah was the one point where a lot of that aid had come through into Gaza. It was also the one point where people trying to flee the war were able to cross into Egypt. Now, this all comes as we've had this ceasefire negotiations basically at a knife's edge. Hamas has said that it has accepted an Egyptian and Qatari mediated ceasefire. Israel, for its part, has said that it was going to send negotiators to Cairo to talk about this, but said that there were parts of this ceasefire deal that they didn't agree with.
Speaking to reporters about the situation in Gaza in Geneva Tuesday, UN Humanitarian Office spokesman Jens Lerke called it one of the darkest mornings since the conflict began 7 months ago.
We all saw the images of families in Gaza celebrating, kids dancing in the streets, when they first believed that, at long last, a ceasefire had been agreed to, and it was coming. No more war, no more dead siblings, dead parents or families displaced. Maybe they could even go home, or at least back to what is left of home.
Lerke said Israel has now denied it access to both Rafah and Kerem Shalom, the other main Gaza crossing on the border with Israel, where aid was allowed into the region, with only 1 day of fuel available inside the besieged territory. Lerke told reporters unless fuel was allowed in, it would be a very effective way of putting the humanitarian operation, in his words, in its grave. For more stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is beginning his fifth term as Russian president after destroying his political opposition, launching a devastating war in Ukraine, and consolidating power. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Already in office for nearly a quarter century and the longest-serving Kremlin leader since Joseph Stalin, Putin's new term does not expire until the year 2030, when he is constitutionally eligible to run for yet another 6 years. He has transformed Russia from a country emerging from economic collapse to a pariah state that threatens global security. The question now is what the 71-year-old Putin will do both at home and abroad over the course of another 6 years. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Rafael Grossi traveled Monday to Iran, where his agency is facing increasing difficulty in monitoring the Islamic Republic's rapidly advancing nuclear program as tensions remain high in the wider Middle East over the Israel-Hamas war. At a news conference in the Iranian city of Isfahan Tuesday, Grossi told reporters in his discussions with Iranian leaders he stressed cooperation.
My contribution into the discussion today and yesterday has been that, to focus on to very concrete, very practical, tangible measures that can be implemented in order to accelerate the process.
Grossi has warned Tehran already has enough uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels to make several nuclear bombs if it chose to do so. The UN's International Organization for Migration Tuesday released its 2024 World Migration Report, showing conflict and climate change remain the most significant factors in driving global displacement. The report also underscored the significance of international migration for economic growth. At least two workers have been killed and several are still missing after a building under construction in South Africa collapsed Monday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The collapse of a five-story apartment complex in the South African coastal city of George has triggered a search and rescue operation. More than 100 emergency personnel and other responders were on the scene. Many worked through the night with sniffer dogs, looking for the remaining workers who lay buried in the mangled wreckage of the building. Authorities said over 20 workers had been rescued from the rubble and taken to various hospitals, with many of them suffering severe injuries. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.